Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2109, recorded on Wednesday the 5th of August 2020. We will be bringing you news, views and so much more from the Norwich Evening News. We are still recording at a variety of locations around Norwich and further afield, but hope to be back at Peterson House in King Street within a few months. I am Robin Quine, and this week I am joined by a voice familiar to listeners to BBC Radio Norfolk. So a warm welcome to Nikki Barnes.
Thank you, Robin. I'm very pleased to be here at Chatterbox. This edition will include two features. The first takes us to the Rosary Cemetery, while the second highlights the remarkable work being done by the Norfolk Accident Rescue Service charity. We'll also have letters to the Evening News, Information Desk, and of course a variety of news slots. But before we start on the news, we've got a message from Sarah Lusher.
Hello everyone. The August edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine is full of our regular features and contributors and has quite a nautical theme, with tales of lifeboat crews and lighthouses and a boat builder keeping an even keel. We find out about a man with a passion for classic cars, why Aylsham is ahead of the slow curve, and how a man with a fear of heights learnt how to repair a windmill. So do keep listening at the end of this recording to hear the August edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine.
Thank you, Sarah. And I'll pass you back to Robin, who has several messages to deliver.
We have one new listener this week, Mrs. Joan Moore of Pulham Market. Welcome to Chatterbox, Mrs. Moore. We hope you will enjoy receiving our recordings. They are being produced once every 2 weeks at the moment, but we intend to return to providing you with the news every week in due course. We received several messages from listeners this week. Moira Springhill of Rackheath told us she enjoys listening to Chatterbox and Let's Talk, and Mrs. M. Hill of Norwich agreed and also sent us a generous donation. And Martin Anderson of Surlingham sent some chocolates for our volunteers. We are grateful to all of you. Our volunteer editors, readers, sound recordists and office administrators really appreciate hearing that their efforts are bringing pleasure to our listeners. We would also like to thank Mrs. E. Berry of Corston, Mrs. L. Lane of Sprouston and Mrs. N. Pye of Loddon for sending us stamps. These will be passed on to Vision Norfolk.